The room was gray and felt like a tomb to him. Robert paced the floor. His boots hit the tile. His daughters sat frozen on a row of plastic. "The radiation is next," Shirley said to the room.
35 days, Dad.
"We will manage it all," Barbara cried, defiant. "She will be fine." The lights flickered low. The old wiring groaned. Robert looked at the roof. He remembered the mansion and the golden mornings. Everything was so far from this gray hell now. He saw her as a child in the garden roses. She was the strong one. She held the line always. Now she needed his care.
"I should have known," Minnie said in the dark. "I missed the signs."
"You did nothing wrong," Robert said to his wife. The blame was a weight. He carried it for them. The surgeon walked out. His scrubs were stained. The surgery went well. "She is resting now. The meds are ready. We start the therapy." Robert nodded at him.
"We will be there daily."
The clock ticked away. Dorothy stood and paced. The hallway was empty. They watched the doors. They wanted a miracle. They wanted the truth. The struggle was hard. The outcome was a blur. They stood together now. United against the dark. They would not give up. "The medicine helps," Barbara said to them. "It blocks the growth." "She will stay healthy," Robert promised them. "She has our bloodline. She is coming back home." The waiting felt endless. The night dragged on. They stood their ground.